Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Tuesday, July 29th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning Five and Change. Back on schedule. Dave Biddle handled you yesterday beautifully. Today, we will try and do the same. Joined, as always, on Tuesday by Dwayne Long. Dwayne, I pray your air conditioning is working.
Oh, yes. And cranked up right now. I hear it's going to get ugly.
I had the morning coffee outside by about 8 o'clock. It was sweat time. So we will focus our efforts on sweating recruiting, which is what we do well here. And it has been, like we have said ad nauseum, just an incredible month coming to an end. June has been epic for visits. We're going to break it all down now. And we could not start talking about recruiting without addressing JT Tuimalo. We are on commitment watch like never before. We have sleep shifts set up. We are sleeping with one eye open. Word is he is now down to Ohio State and possibly Oregon and Washington. We don't expect his commitment to come until Wednesday at the earliest. That comes from Bill Kerlick, but you never know. Dwayne, how are you feeling about JT Tuimalo?
I'm very optimistic. I think it would be a real surprise if Oregon beats us for him. He's coming out of nowhere with Oregon. I mean, no, he's not. He lives, what would that be? Just a overnight trip down to Oregon from where he's at? I think he would have been more impressed early on. Oregon snuck in there late. Ohio State's got a much better tradition than Oregon, you know, as far as defensive linemen are concerned. And he's going to compete for national championships every year. People are talking about the Pacific Islanders that we're starting to get in here. There's a bunch of kids here, and it's kind of a little community of them. There's just so much that he's going to get out of here that he's not going to get at Oregon.
Primarily Larry Johnson, who I think in the long run will be the guy who tipped the scales towards Ohio State. If JT Tuimalo signs to the class of 2021, unless we forget, you know, we've moved on to 2022. We'll even discuss some 2023s today, but let's put this in perspective. If Ohio State finishes 2021 with a defensive line haul of Jack Sawyer, Mike Hall, Tyleek Williams, and JT Tuimalo, where would that rank in the history of defensive line hauls, in your opinion?
I have to say, I can't remember the last time that we had across the board as a lineup like that. And, you know, we've been having great luck with landing elite defensive ends. We've had a couple of excellent defensive tackles, but these guys, we're talking about an entire starting lineup of five stars, an entire starting lineup. That is just crazy.
All out of one class too. And don't sleep on Tyleek Williams. One thing Dwayne and yes. I were noticing as you put it together, you can line these guys up right to left, left to right, however you want, for 3 years because the NFL won't take them earlier than that. Staggering. We would be remiss if we did not mention another defensive lineman, this one from the class of 2022, who just visited. Normally, Oklahoma is not a place Ohio State recruits heavily. However, Josh Proctor's high school has done it again, and Oklahoma has dropped the ball on Chris McClellan. He took an official visit here this past weekend. You broke down the film. Your thoughts on Chris McClellan?
Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about blowing it. That's just they have to try to get back in on him, Dan. He's too damn good. He is the trimmest 295 I've ever seen and the longest 6'3" I've ever seen. Uses his hands great, has that first step. I mean, just as an inside guy with a first step like that, it's just beautiful to watch this kid play. He moves so well, very athletic. He is a neckajunt verbal. If we can, I mean, I'll be ecstatic if we can pull that kid out of Oklahoma. And like you said, he's Oklahoma just completely blew it. They did not offer him till late. And I'm thinking, how could you not offer a kid of this caliber immediately? As soon as you've seen his film, you should have been offering this kid. You know, and Oklahoma is not Florida. You're not seeing a lot of kids come out of Oklahoma. And this was not one of the top kids in your state on your board. I don't know. They really messed up. And it looks like we could benefit from it. He was so happy with his visit. I mean, I would love to land that kid.
He reminds me a little bit of Chris Jones, now on the Chiefs. Serious potential on the inside. He's taken several official visits. Florida and Ohio State stand out. At the end of his Ohio State visit, he was even considering not taking any more visits. So they made a serious impression on him. Like we said, Oklahoma, not exactly a breeding ground for Ohio State recruits, but Oklahoma dropping the ball and the fact that he attended the same high school as Josh Proctor gives us unusual optimism. Speaking of unusual optimism, or just straight old good old optimism, there was some fear that Jaheim Singletary might be waning in his commitment. The Florida cornerback is the number two rated player in Ohio State's class of 2022 haul, behind only Quinn Ewers. Jaheim was in Columbus this weekend. All seems good on that front, and I'm told the expectation is now for Jaheim to sign with the Buckeyes eventually. How big of a bullet did we just dodge?
That is the best news coming out of a great weekend. That kid is special. I mean, that kid, when I'm now sit down before I say this. All right, here we go. That kid's right up there in the Okuda category. Just complete. He hits, he covers, he's got great ball skills. Yeah, that's tremendous news that we've shored up his verbal.
We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk more Cruton.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream 7 national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
All right, we are back. Another big visit this weekend. Let's just get this one out of the way. Kojo Antwi, wide receiver out of Georgia. There is great interest in Antwi from Brian Hartline. However, we are not feeling as optimistic about this one. Do you believe Kojo Antwi will be a Buckeye?
No. I just don't. I love the kid. I'd love for him. He's another naked jaunt kid, but he, no, I just don't get that feel that he's going to, I don't see it, Dan. I would love to have him though. He's that fast twitch kid that he takes two steps and he's at top speed and he can cut off for that at speed. That is so important for a kid to be able to cut at high speed. You don't want to have to slow down. And he doesn't. It would be a great get. I just don't feel it.
Yeah, to be clear, if Brian Hartline wants the guy in the class, then we want the guy in the class. However, it's not like wide receiver recruiting is hurting overall or for that class. You've already got the Calebs, Burton and Brown, and Kion Gray. So while Kojo Antwi would be a wonderful addition, it is gravy, and they are in good shape there. Speaking of being in good shape, we're going to shift now to class of 2023 running back recruiting. Partially because Ohio State is in the mix for so many intriguing prospects. If you look on the site right now, Mark Porter has done a scouting video on Justice Haynes out of Georgia. We've previously done one on Treyon Webb, and we will do one on Richard Young. Those are the three backs they seem to be most interested in right now. Treyon Webb, he committed to Georgia, decommitted. He's got a final three of Oklahoma, Georgia, and Ohio State. Crystal balls have run towards Oklahoma for Webb since he visited out there recently. Richard Young has a warm four of Alabama, Georgia, Ohio State, and Oklahoma. And the guy we're going to talk about now, the aforementioned Justice Haynes, has a top two of Georgia and Ohio State. So you can see this trio has gained a lot of attention from some very good programs. First, give me your thoughts on Justice Haynes and then maybe put him in context with what you've seen from Treyon Webb and Richard Young.
For me, Haynes is the number one back in the country. And it's a great looking class. I love talking about these 2023 running backs. I mean, those three guys right there should all be five stars, all of them. Haynes has all the tools, but I didn't see him throw the ball to him in on his film. But Dan, this guy, he's a slasher, explosive slasher. And he's above average size. He's not a big kid. He runs with such power. He runs through tackles. He runs over people, and then he's gonna outrun them to the end zone. I love watching slashers. They're just so difficult to deal with. Guys that can cut like that. His vision is excellent. He is a must-have kid. We got to get him out of there. We got to get him out of Georgia. He is special. Next, I like Webb. Webb is another kid that is he's a slashing runner. He's a bigger kid. He's like 6'1", 200 pounds already. He would be number two on my list. Again, a slasher with good power and good speed. Young, I'm trying to think of someone who he reminds me of, because he's more just hit the hole and outrun the defense. He's a special kid too. You don't say no to any of the three. Absolutely not. And here's another thing, Buckeye Nation, that you need to think about. You know, we talk about one or even possibly two of the quarterbacks transferring. We've already accepted that that's a reality. That running back room is full, and it's going to empty, especially if Henderson starts taking reps, moves up to number two or even number one. That running back room is going to empty. So I'd take two of these guys without any hesitation. We got a good kid in 2022. It's a decent class. I'd say more than that. It's more than decent, but it's not a great class. 2023 is. We got a really good kid in this next class, 2022. I'm very impressed with him, but looking forward to getting those 2023 backs in here and getting one of them to say yes.
The 2022 kid you're referring to is Dallin Hayden himself, a fine running back out of Tennessee. We will keep an eye out. And remember, people, we are on commitment watch. Once again, we don't expect JT to commit today. It could be as early as tomorrow. This could go on through July 4th. One thing's for sure, we will be here when it happens. We appreciate Dwayne stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever, and this time it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars, new season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.